Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the event of every disaster, and albeit we have experienced far too many here in our geographic area, we've pretty much become experts, I guess, in making a difference for others. And our next guest, Troy Gilbert, founder of Chef's Brigade, which is a grassroots program that coordinates with restaurants to provide meals for the New Orleans first responders, police, firefighters, EMS, and others, is here to talk about his program this time, standing it up, getting it ready, and making it happen. Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Troy, it's always a pleasure to talk to guys that are out there, ladies, men, that are making a difference, trying to make it easier for those first responders and others that are on the front line dealing with whatever the challenges may be. So tell us about your program.
Sure. So what we've envisioned and are actually implementing is a sustainable model that pairs restaurants into brigades to disseminate meals to distribution points located, whether they be on the grounds of the NOPD's police districts or at hospitals or wherever it's actually needed. We could even do food banks if necessary. The idea is to take 10 restaurants, bundle them together, and we're going to be reimbursing the restaurants for their expenses. And each of those restaurants within that brigade is pointed at one distribution node. And they are capable together as 10 restaurants to put out 3,000 meals a week. And we can also have this completely scaled up if necessary, and it also moves laterally. So if we have a brigade set up at, say, Children's Hospital or where have you, and they suddenly have a need for twice as many meals, all we have to do is either point a new brigade, take an existing brigade and point it there to kind of reinforce the first brigade, or add new restaurants into that brigade to scale it up.
Absolutely. You know, this challenge continues to reveal itself every day, and it's changing. It's very fluid. And it seems to me your approach makes a lot of sense, that y'all are going to be very nimble in that respect by creating these brigades. And as demand goes up and down, you can always backfill with another restaurant or two into that brigade in order to make up the difference, right?
That's exactly. I mean, it's kind of a quasi-military organization we're bringing to it. And if, number one, we're using distributed kitchens. So, you know, we're doing the social distancing there. We're setting up our pilot program we're going to be sending out the first meals tomorrow to the NOPD third district headquarters. And that's actually provided by Joe Riccobono of the Riccobono family of restaurants over at Sala. And so he's going to be sending out, providing lunch for them Thursday, and we are reimbursing him, the restaurant. We're paying for this because we can't be actually asking our restaurants who are, you know, folding every single day to donate. So we're trying to really knock out two birds with one stone here by providing a low financial current to the restaurants and simultaneously feeding the people that are taking care of us.
Right. If someone wants to make a donation to you guys, y'all are willing, obviously money, but if there's food product as well, if distributors or so forth want to donate food, they can do that too?
Absolutely. So that was something we didn't actually anticipate, but we had purveyors starting to reach out to us starting on Sunday, And we've been working right now with the New Orleans Fish House, Phil DeGree. He's already donated 200 pounds of redfish fillets to us that are going to be utilized to feed the 3rd District and the pilot program for the 3rd District. And we're absolutely open to having other purveyors come on board to join into the project as far as donations go, bulk ingredient donations. We're certainly looking for clamshell kind of to-go boxes, those type of things. We're following all the guidelines that we're getting from the NOPD, so nothing is going to be individually wrapped. We're actually going to be serving it with one server. We'll be serving each of the meals, and the NOPD officers are going to be socially distanced, 6 feet from each other, and kind of go through the line. So we're trying to eliminate as many, you know, cross-contamination
touch points,
possibilities.
Right. Absolutely. Where would they contact you?
So we're running through a website. It's a makeshift website. We've only, you know, the conception of this idea was Sunday a week ago. And so here we are, you know, 11 days later and pumping out our first brigade. The brigade's, you know, basically up and running. We've got 10 restaurants selected already. And they can reach us at chefsbrigadenola.org.
And we have our email. CHEF Brigade.
Yes. Chefs. Plural, CHEFS, Brigade, BRIGADENOLA.org. And we have all our contact information on there. We're actually crowdfunding this, so you have a link to our GoFundMe, which is on there. This is kind of a financial mechanism here to help these restaurants. And so it's completely the only way it exists is through financial donations. And that's what we're trying to prove the concept using crowdsourcing, but for the long haul, it's really going to have to come from large grants, I think.
Volunteers, if they want to volunteer to help you guys, is there a place to contact you?
We actually are not looking to utilize volunteers. We're trying to, like, each brigade is going to have a brigade commander. This thing is changing every hour. At this point, we're looking to bring on brigade commanders, and we will pay them, reimburse them in some way for their time. We're utilizing servers to actually be the logistics.
From the restaurants that are participating? Is that how this is working?
That is correct. That is correct. And so
you're getting as much money into the restaurants, food product, personnel and everything else, in order to assist them.
That's exactly what we're doing. So Cafe de Guy is, everybody knows Cafe de Guy over on Esplanade Avenue. So they're in charge of the meal on Friday for the 3rd District. And so they're utilizing one of their servers who will actually be the logistics, get it over there, serve it to the officers in this socially distanced manner, according to NOPD's guidelines. And it's like even Sala, who is doing the meal tomorrow, he's already brought in one of his line cooks to assist and one server. So those are suddenly three people that are impacted that we're going to be able to financially assist.
Right. Awesome. Great idea. You guys always are able, you're so innovative in pulling things together. We wish you all the best of luck. Let's give everybody that website again, Chefs, CHEFS, Brigade, BRIGADE, NOLA.org. And you can check them out if you're willing to make a donation or otherwise, food, money, whatever. They also have a crowdfunding opportunity there, too, to raise dollars there through that medium as well. Troy, anything else?
No. I appreciate you helping to amplify our message.
No, absolutely. I mean, taking care of the first responders, it's difficult for them at this point in time. When you look at the numbers of those that have been infected, 28 EMS individuals are now in quarantine in the city of New Orleans. It has not reached critical mass yet, thankfully. But as these numbers continue to penetrate our community, it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up. And everybody has a role to play. And obviously, Troy, you and your group, the Chef's Brigade, is much appreciated, and we thank you.
Sure. It's our pleasure.
All righty. That's Troy Gilbert, founder of the Chef's Brigade, Grandroots organization. As I said, you can check them out at chefsbrigadenola.org. And they're providing meals for the first responder community in the city of New Orleans. We'll be right back after the break. 260-1870 or text 870-870. We want to hear from you. What's your biggest challenge? Is there a question that I can help you with? Number of questions on the text line. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll be right back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.